This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here. And don't let the door hit you on the ass, in your ass, on the way out.
Don't let the door fuck you in the ass.
Don't let that door get anywhere near your ass on the way out.
Look at this pom-pom.
I like your hair today, Steve. You look like a yoga instructor.
Today I'll show you. Wait, let's do a yoga bit. I got something set up for a good yoga bit.
Do you have a sound ready for this exact moment? This is like on Conan, where he sets you up perfectly for your bits. Now, Steve, you're looking like a yoga instructor.
100%. Except they like talked about it. They like vetted it. They were like, someone from Conan's team reached out to the guest's people and was like, hey, are there like any stories that, you know, your client wants to talk about on the air? Like, let us know. And then they like vet those stories, make sure they're okay for TV. And then they go to Conan and they go, is it cool if we talk about this stuff? And he goes like, oh, yeah. Oh, will you guys write some jokes for this moment? Oh, let's do a whole bit. Oh, how about whenever Paul Rudd's on, we cut to a clip of Mac and Me. And then they come onto the show, and then he goes like, oh, off the top of my head, you don't happen to know anything about mariachi bands, do you?
Have a 22-year-old clip off a part of the show from 5 years ago.
All right, hang on. You? Let's do this.
Dude,
this.
If I'm ever lucky enough to do stand-up on Conan, I'm just not going to go with any of the – I'm not going to be led into a bit.
Right. Yeah,
you're not going to check off all those stories and be like, is it okay if we talk about this? I'm like, yeah, well, you talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, and then you're not going to talk about it. And then he's going
to be like, so I heard you're a big wrestling fan. Yeah, I don't watch it so much anymore, but
– So the other day I took a shit in my pants at the Apple store.
Yeah. I understand you got a – had an interesting trip to the mall.
All right, let's do a yoga bit, okay? All right, Mike, you're in my class, all right? You're in my yoga class.
Got paid too much to be here.
Yes, you did. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to
Good afternoon.
Zenny's Zen House of Zen. All right, let's get warmed up, okay? Here's what I like to do for a warm up. I like to get my arms up like this. Get your wings up, I like to call it. Get your wings up. Get your wings up. Then we're going to go back down. Wings down. We're coming in for a landing. Excuse me. Now we're going to stretch our legs as far as they can go in any direction. Excuse me.
What the fuck?
Oh.
Is he dead? I don't want to stretch my legs that far. Dude, he's doing
it. All right. Now stretch your other leg as far as it can go. Excuse me.
Yes. Yeah, is there any way you can just an ambulance over to the yoga studio?
An ambulance!
Yeah, I know everything is shut down.
I know everything is shut down, but we just need to do something. It's a renegade yoga class. He passed out in the puddle. It's like sweat and shit. Thank you so much.
Somebody's on the way.
Yeah, you can quote me when I said I have never seen so much shit in my life.
Yes, is this the papers? I've never seen so much shit in my life.
Oh, my tummy hurts after that one. That was fun. I love farts, wow. You know, dog?
Farts are so important.
Dude, let it out, man. Nope. Don't hold in your farts. Stop being all dainty-like.
Yeah. Everyone knows that if you hold in your farts, they become bad breath or bad ideas. Sometimes your farts can go all the way up to your brain and become a bad idea. A lot of people who are racist have just held in their farts as a child. They weren't allowed to fart.
If you hold in a fart, it could become bad thoughts.
Yeah.
Dirty thoughts. Like, you know how when you think of something real gross and dirty, it's because you held a fart and it came up to your brain.
Interesting. That's so interesting.
It's science.
Is that a Reader's Digest thing?
We can go into it if you want, but...
We can call up Dr. Steve again.
So, Mike, we have packages. We have gifts from people.
That's great.
Because Joseph Daniel Beretta went to the Valley Folk P.O. Box, which now has only exclusively been a Dynamic Banter P.O. Box.
That's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun. That's somebody not associated with Dynamic Banter has to go down and pick up all of our mail. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Joe hits me up and goes, I went to the P.O. Box. It's more Dynamic Banter shit. And I was like, did Valley Folk get anything? Nope. It's just like
and that's what's up. You're right. Okay.
So we have mail and we'll do that later, and I think that'll be fun.
Sounds great.
And I was looking through the Dynamic Banter email account. And I noticed that there are quite a few history roads, and I thought maybe
so. We have all kinds of mail.
We have all kinds of mail.
We're bursting with mail.
It's like a mailbag.
Sounds like a good opportunity.
Yeah.
What?
It's like a mailbag extravaganza.
Extravaganza. Is there a T at the end of that? Somebody snuck a T at the end of that?
You know those fancy foreign words, they add a T or an E into it.
Extravagant.
So, Mike, how are you, though? What are you doing, man? How you been? What's new?
I got mixed feelings all the time.
Yeah.
It's like I'll wake up and I'll check my phone. And even if I'm not checking the news or something, there will be something in like somebody will post like an Instagram memory of doing stand-up. So today what happened was I checked my phone and I checked Instagram and the Hollywood Improv posted a really nice picture of my friend Hannah doing my surrounded show, the crowd work show that I used to do in the middle of the room.
Oh, yeah.
And I got not like super sad. I've been way less sad, but I just, you know, I just miss it very, very much. And then what happens is I'll do stuff all day to like make my brain feel better. Mm-hmm. So I've just been making stuff like all the time. And I've been really into drawing and like typography and like hand lettering.
Hell
and stuff
yeah.
Like
hell
that.
Yeah.
And I got this book.
Whoa.
Called Junk Type.
Whoa, Mike.
And it's just this dude who was like this scavenger for years and years and just all the time would take pictures of like these old fucking ads, just like old timey ads, things from like the fucking 60s and things. Metal press stuff and wood print stuff.
Wow.
And just the typography is beautiful. Real beautiful. And
you can
it's just very inspiring.
Let it out, Mike.
I'm getting a little choked up. Thank you for giving me a platform to get this off my ass.
Dude, that book looks so rad, and I'm sure you're inspired as fuck by a lot of that.
I could show you a book that was delivered this morning, spent $250 on design books a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Was I stoned? That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Hey, hey, hey. They made none me of your very business.
Happy when they showed up.
None of your business.
One time I got stoned and I bought tickets to a Kate Nash concert in Germany. But this is not like that.
Did
this
you
is
go? Way
more... No, but the artist got the money and I think that's what's So I bought another book, a design book, that's nothing but ads from old comic books and stuff like that. Like when you could buy x-ray glasses magic tricks and
rattlesnake
like
eggs.
Fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of that is to say, I go back and forth from being very sad about stuff to making stuff to make my brain feel better. And I know that a lot of creative people listen to this podcast, and I would definitely suggest just try to make something every time you want to make something and not not worry about if it's going to be perfect or whatever. But there's, you know, it's such a weird time with everyone being inside and very emotional that literally anytime you have the urge to make something, you should make it if you have the time, and don't fucking talk yourself out of it. And it doesn't have to be perfect.
That's really good advice because, I've been having a creative drought, and it's been really hard to, like, I don't know if I mentioned this on this show, but what is today? Where am I?
It's Thursday.
Who am I? Thursday. Excuse me.
Who are you saying excuse me?
To the ghosts that are here. The ghosts of my past. I set up like a whole shoot. I was going to do like a sketch with like a new character, and I set up the whole thing. And then I just like was like, what am I doing? I can't do this. And then I shut it all down. And then I just like, you know,
what was the reason? What was the thing that put it over the edge?
That made me shut it down?
Yeah.
Well, I felt like I didn't have an idea. I didn't really have an idea. I just like felt like a fire of motivation for the first time in like quite a bit to like just do something. Yeah. And I had had this stuff that I was going to use eventually for this character I had an idea for a long time ago. And then I set it all up, and then I was like, who even is this character? And like, what's the voice and what's the costume? And why am I setting this up before I get into, before I even know what it is really? And it was just like a weird day of like feeling useless and then getting a burst of creativity and then just like having the steam like completely exit my body in a matter of like seconds.
Can I tell you something, man?
What's
I've
that?
Brought lights and cameras, several cameras, because I'm just by myself. There's no one to help me fucking shoot things.
Sure. Yeah.
And I've set everything up and I've recorded hours of stuff that may not go anywhere because I'll look at it at the end and be like, I don't know like what this is or if anyone else would enjoy it. And, you know, and you want to put out something halfway decent because you have respect for your audience.
Yeah.
But it's also, you never know what you're going to learn in following all the way through with it. And it, that doesn't mean you have to upload it. Just make what, even if you have a character and fucking like you have the idea for the character, just start talking. You never know what's going to come out. And you can maybe not use any of it, but say a line somewhere in the hour that you're talking that will be like, oh, that's the sketch or that's.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I guess that's true. Like that. That's true. I guess I get discouraged because like I put so much effort into something. And then I guess I've never thought of like, I'm going to make something and there's a chance it will never see the light of day. Like I always make something with the purpose of like, someone's going to see this because I'm putting work into it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a good thing to think about that sometimes, that maybe this is just for me to like observe and look at and learn from and maybe get a better idea from. That's a good piece of advice. I like that.
It could be something completely different by the end of it that you weren't even wasn't even your intention when you started.
Sure.
You know, and then by not doing it, you're blocking yourself off from a possibility that it, and there that goes, could be something really cool that you weren't expecting. Like when you fart,
Yeah.
And it makes a different sound. You thought it was going to be a fwarm, and it's more like a rat, tat, tat, tat. What was that one? It's like a fucking alligator's throat. How many buttons are on that fucking
How about
thing?
This one? Ooh. That's the roller coaster.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I it's interesting it took so long to have farts on this thing. Like, yeah. I got really concerned.
It almost makes me feel better for that version of us.
Right, right. Me too. We grew up. We took a little break. Yeah.
We didn't need that for a second. Dude, another thing with these books is that, like, dude, I looked through this whole thing last night, and I know for a fact I'm going to thumb through this thing a million times for a million different reasons and get inspired by, like, all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Zoya started a new business, a new salon, and they didn't ask me to do it, but I've been like, just to do something.
Yeah.
I've been like, oh, I'll draw like a retro style.
Yeah.
Fucking hand stamped design for them. And that's what I did yesterday. And I spent like 2 hours on that. Are they going to use it? No.
Maybe they will.
Is it the direction they're trying to go in? No. Did I still spend several hours on it? Yeah, but it doesn't matter if they use it.
Yeah, but did
it
you?
Matters all the things I taught myself while I was doing it.
But did you learn that they weren't going to use it before you did it or after?
No. I still don't have that information. I just assume that
they could use it. They could use it.
They could, but that part doesn't matter.
That part doesn't matter. Okay, I get it. I get it. Dude, I miss drawing and being creative. I have like an iPad that you can draw on, and I do, like, you know, I'll give myself a little bit more credit. I've drawn like the pins that like the Valley Folk has been releasing. Like, most of the pins we've released are drawings that I've done. Like, those are my drawings. Uh-huh. So I should be happy about that and proud of that. But I miss just like sketching, and I miss just, you know, fucking around with like a fucking blank canvas, essentially. But it's like hard to find the time. And then you like push the creative stuff away for like the easier stuff because like you're just being weighed down by shit. But,
dude, I've been thinking about that a lot as it pertains to like YouTube.
Yeah.
Because I've always said since the beginning of all these like playlists and VidCon things where they have you on these panels to talk about shit, I've always said that YouTube is a canvas. And then what we do is like we start doing something and then one thing hits and then we think that we have to do some kind of replication of that over and over again to sustain people's attention. Mm-hmm. And what goes away is like the thing that used to make YouTube great, which is a lot of like innovation and I'm going to try whatever the fuck I want. Right. And if it hits, but it doesn't matter. So I've been thinking about that a lot too. And that's, you know, over on my channel, the views are not astronomical, but I'm having a good time making whatever I want to make with like, no, hey, you could expect this every Tuesday. It's like every Friday I put up a clip of me and Zoya's thing. And then every Tuesday or every other Tuesday, I'm like, here's what I felt like making this week. You know?
Yeah. So people can count on
like very free.
These pieces of content that are based around things that you want to do and things that you're interested in and all that.
Yeah.
And
rather than important. Like, here's the advice video this week, or here's the, you know, acoustic cover song or whatever.
Yeah. YouTube is just can be such a fucking confusing mess of like madness, and you could just fall down a very deep pitch black hole of, you know, crap, because you're just trying to like figure out what you should be doing and if the views are this or not that, and ads and all the content and the things you put
pitch
in
black
it.
Hole, won't you come wash away your pitch black hole. Won't you come?
Won't you come? in my Yeah, YouTube can be madness, but you know, it's I go back and forth between the like, fuck it, I'm just gonna post whatever the fuck I want. I don't give a fuck who likes it. This is the shit I want to put out into the world. I think it's fucking funny. I'm doing it. And then other times I'm like, man, I put so much fucking work into that and nobody gives a shit. And I'm sad now. And it's like, I can't, it's like such a, I just need to forget about how not important it is to be like a very popular thing and how more important it is to be yourself
and fulfilled being
and
yourself.
Fulfilled being yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You should be the one saying this dressed like that.
Wait, where's my, here's my music again. Just be yourself. Oh no. Today we're going to be so learning about
that you fulfill being yourself within yourself, and so you can live as yourself.
Live as yourself. Live as yourself.
Come as you are, in your pants, as yourself.
Please be yourself.
If you have a YouTube channel, make whatever the fuck you want, because you're gonna have to look back on it one day and be proud of it.
My stomach hurts.
Because somebody's gonna use one of those videos to make your life different if you're not proud of it.
Be yourself.
Move forward.
Go ambulance!
That's the last thing the yoga instructor did. That had to have happened at some
point. Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, and then we're gonna go into child's pose and call an ambulance now. But he says it in the voice to not disturb anybody.
Yeah, and we're gonna move swiftly but also slowly into downward dog, and someone call an ambulance.
And we're going to move swiftly, but in a controlled manner into the ambulance.
And you're going to reach into your purse, and you're going to grab your phone, and you're going to dial 911.
You're going to carry me downward stairs. To the ambulance. Wait, on the street.
Downward facing stairs. We're gonna go upward facing exit of the room.
You're gonna place me a plank on the gurney, and you're gonna roll me upwards facing ambulance so I can get the much needed morning salutation. Help me.
And we're gonna go slowly into ambulance pose.
Dude, that should be your sketch. Dress like that and get a fucking... I know you have a yoga mat somewhere in that fucking
Oh,
apartment.
100%. Alana had...
I bet you have 100 yoga mats.
Alana brought 5 yoga mats into this place.
Good.
And I was like, you need all of them.
We're using one as a welcome mat.
Let's do our ads, and then is there anything that you wanted to specifically hit on the docket, Mike?
I want to, I've become very versed recently in reading wrestling tarot cards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From 1991. And I would like very much to tell you about your future through the reading of 11 or 12, 10 specific cards that will fate will bestow upon us.
Let me take a look at those cards.
Also, they're a very important, very fun announcement. Along the art lines, me and your boy Byron have been hard at work making cool shit to put in the stout. So there's brand new Dynamic Banter stuff in the store right now.
Mike,
promo code, go to the store.
Most of that information came through, I assure you. But it's incredibly choppy, internet bad. Something happening over there?
Just cut it out. No, I have my phone for a second. I had something to do with it.
Your video is not working, and I'm hearing robot Mike Falzone.
Oh, really?
Yes. But you know what? Maybe still? You could figure that out while I do the ads. How about that? I don't know what you could do. Maybe you could turn off your camera in Discord and then turn it back on again, maybe. I don't know. Try try a little tenderness. Sounds like Mike's running away. All right, guys, let's do some dang ads, huh? Let's do it. Ooh, that's a loud one, isn't it? Guys, welcome to the ad portion of Dynamic Banter. We're going to have a great time today, so why don't you sit back, relax, and get comfortable, because we're going to be talking about HelloFresh right off the top, huh? How about HelloFresh, you guys? I'm feeling like making a meal, but I don't want to spend all day doing it, and I'm maybe not a good cook. Well, guess what? HelloFresh is here to save your butt. If you feel like me, exactly. Why don't you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door, guys, with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store, which are very important during these trying times, and it makes home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. You can cook with your mates. Mike's coming back. Hey, there's my boy.
Is it better?
It's better. We're talking about HelloFresh.
I'm a big fan of HelloFresh.
Guys, HelloFresh offers so many recipes to choose from each week and to help you break out of your recipe rut. Have you been in a recipe rut, Mike?
Yes, I have. Yes-a-pee.
That's a big yes-a-pee. Guys, there's something for everyone with HelloFresh, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week if you get those picky kids. And HelloFresh offers fresh, high-quality ingredients every week for a super flavorful experience. And over 90% of the ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure the freshest recipes are delivered straight to your door. Guys, you can save time and stress effortlessly. You can help. You can eat more sustainably. That's important. And all the meals are flexible. They fit your lifestyle. You can keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order, and easily change the delivery days or food preferences, or you can skip a week, whatever you got to do. And feeding the whole family has never been easier with larger box sizes for more servings and more savings. And guys, HelloFresh is
a fraction of the price.
Fraction of the price, Mike. And HelloFresh is committed to making fresh, delicious food available now more than ever, and has taken extra steps to keep its employees and customers safe. And guys, HelloFresh has donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year is stepping up their food donations amid the coronavirus crises. Mike, you get that HelloFresh sometimes, and you and Zoyer cook her up.
You're not wrong. And I'll say this. Am I coming in all right?
You're coming in loud and clear, sweetheart.
There is going shopping for food.
Yes.
And then there's like getting fresh stuff delivered to you so you can make your own dinner. And going shopping for food doesn't even come close to touching the amount of fulfillment you get from just getting a box and clear directions saying, this is how you make this into restaurant quality food. And then you follow those and it's easy. And then you make that and you're like, I fucking made that for myself. That's crazy.
And
that's
you,
what HelloFresh give.
And you like pre-choose it. You're like, this is what I want to make in a week or two or whatever. Whereas when you go to
this
the grocery,
this is what I feel like eating in 2 weeks.
When I'm doing a 2-week fast, but when I'm ready to come back in, HelloFresh has got my back. But at the grocery store, it's so easy to just be like, oh, I'm gonna get that, 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 I'm gonna get all this stuff, and then you bring it home, and then you only, like, make the thing that you, like, wanted real bad, and all the other stuff goes bad. Yeah, it's the worst. Yeah. And HelloFresh just helps you take care of all these terrible things that we hate about grocery store life. Hashtag! So guys, go to HelloFresh.com/dynamic80. And use the code dynamic80 to get a total of $80 off, including including free shipping on your first box. And free shipping on your first box, you guys. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. That's HelloFresh.com/dynamic80. Thank
Steve,
you, HelloFresh.
Please tell them one more time what that 80 stands for. Because I can't believe it.
I'll tell them what it stands for. It stands for $80 off your order, okay? So get in there right now. HelloFresh.com/dynamic80. Thank you, HelloFresh.
That's great. $80. Think of all the things you could do with the extra $80.
I mean, come on. Guys, let's get out of the Twilight Zone for a second and think about it with your brain. You're smart.
Get out of the Twilight Zone. What are you doing in the Twilight Zone? It's a pandemic.
Hey, what are you doing in the Twilight Zone? Get out of there.
Twilight Zone doesn't open until phase 4.
Figs! Guys, Figs is a wonderful company. They make fancy scrubs, stylish medical outfits that look really cool. You should just go to their website and look at them, even if you're not a medical professional. I'm not, and dude, I went. And
I
love
something.
It.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to pull it up in the amount of time I wish I could, but we got a personal endorsement from somebody who used our Figs code, who is she's a Canadian tattoo artist. And I guess part of their opening up daily is that they have to wear scrubs. And she was very... You snuck up on me, dude.
I had to get close because I'm not sure what I'm hearing here. I can't believe what I'm hearing here.
Snuck up on me, didn't you? Wouldn't you? Didn't you? Wouldn't you? Didn't you do it? I'm trying to pull up the fucking... What is it called when somebody really likes your thing? Endorsement.
Oh, an endorsement. We got an endorsement.
I can't find it.
Oh,
so keep
no.
talking.
Well, okay, I'll keep talking. But guys, well, let's talk about what Figs is. First of all, let's talk about how the world changed overnight, guys. And doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals immediately ran to the crisis. They didn't run away. And since then, they've been working extra long hours, distancing themselves from their loved ones. I've heard stories about like a parent in the family being the doctor and staying in a hotel so that they don't come home and bring anything home to their families. And so they've just been in hotels away from their families this whole time.
Selfless thing to do.
It's crazy. It's selfless. And it's what, where would we be without these amazing people risking their lives to save ours? They sacrifice so much, you guys, and not just now, but all year round, and it never stops. Shouldn't someone be looking out for them? Well, Figs has got their backs because they're an amazing company who literally has their backs with ridiculously soft, modern scrubs that help healthcare workers look good, feel good, and perform their best. We're sick of looking at them damn gross scrubs. Don't come into my hospital bed with your gross green scrubbers. I don't want to look at it. I want to see something stylish.
Gross scrubs, gross scrubs, and scrubs, and scrubs for me. Ain't on passenger side of my own life.
Guys, In response to COVID-19, Figs has donated over 30,000 sets of scrubs to hospitals across the country, donated $100,000 to the Frontline Responders Fund to help ship PPE and supplies, and sent hundreds of care packages to those who need it the most. And guys, they've also created their own three-layer protective mask, a face mask, and utilized their supply chain to produce millions of N95 masks and PPE. And Figs is going to do, continue to do whatever it takes to support healthcare workers during this challenging time. So, and guys, I have a Figs jacket. I got a Figs jacket, and I love it. It's stylish. Oh, Mike found it. I love it. And this person will tell. It's a testimony.
Tell me about how you wore your jacket to Disneyland one time.
I wore my jacket to Disneyland one time. In fact, I wore it to Disneyland the last time I went to Disneyland before the coronavirus.
Not the reason it shut down, by the way.
Not the reason it shut down. No, but I'll tell you what. I felt and looked very stylish. And that's from Figs for someone that isn't a medical professional. But I thought it was really nice in case you wanted to, you know, maybe just see what's going on over there. But anyway, Mike, what's the testimonial? Let's hear it.
Well, speaking of somebody else who isn't quite a medical professional but does need to wear scrubs, Shannon Haynes of Ottawa, Mattawa, Fadoa, Canada.
Hello, Mattawa. Hello, Fadoa.
Not quite sure that's where she's from. The Figs are super comfortable and good looking. Having never worn any other brand, I can't really compare them to anything, but if I have to wear something every day, I'm going to get the nicest thing I could find.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely run large, so smart. I would recommend get a size smaller just in case. So that's somebody who's never had any experience with scrubs, but then was mandated to wear those, who is now super psyched that they get a fucking discount because of her shit.
And guys,
and they look cool as balls.
Not only do they look cool as balls, the fabric has antimicrobial technology, four-way stretch, they're moisture wicking, and anti-wrinkle and liquid repellent. And those are all the properties you will find in the fabric of Figs scrubs. Plus, pockets, pockets, pockets! Some of their styles include over 10 pockets! You could put 10
guns. You could literally take everything in your house.
Take everything
Leave
in
your
house.
With your house with 10 pockets.
Open up your junk drawer and dump them into your 10 pockets. It's incredibly useful when you have a stethoscope, pens, pen lights, scissors, tape, alcohol pads, etc. All that stuff if you're a doctor. So, and Figs come in a ton of different colors and styles, from classic V-neck tops and straight leg pants to more fashion-forward collared shirts and jogger pants. And not only do they look good, they're comfortable too. Like, really comfortable. Very soft. And some styles have yoga waistbands. And they don't stop at scrubs. They also have lab coats, jackets, totes, compression socks, and more. Excuse me.
Totes, he said.
Guys, today it's more important than ever to recognize all the selfless medical professionals in our lives. And whether you're one of those awesome humans, thank you for your service, or you're someone who wants to say thank you with a set of scrubs, Figs has your back and is offering listeners of this show, Dynamic Banter, 15% off for a limited time, you guys. So just go to wearfigs, that's wearfigs.com, and enter the code BANTER15 at checkout. Mike, you suddenly look so crisp and clean. What happened?
I'm starting to figure out the little hacks you have to do to stay crispy.
You look great.
When I'm watching these back or asking Ryan to do like clips,
yeah,
and then the clip comes back and it's choppy, I get infuriated.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The last thing I want is for people that love this show to get annoyed with that. So I'm always going to try to fix it.
Agreed.
If possible.
And if you're one of those people, go to wearfigs.com and enter BANTER15 to check out. Thanks, Figs. Dude, but you look perfect right now. You're moving like,
great.
You're moving better than I am right now.
I just came to your apartment.
Yeah.
I'm right in front of you.
It looks great. You look great. You sound great.
Great. It only took us half the episode.
Great. I'd love to kiss
you. Thank you, Shannon, for writing in. And if you buy any of the things that from the companies that help support this podcast, please let us know what you think of them, because that's very important to us.
Mike, do you want to do a tarot reading?
I would love to. Steve, can I tell you a little story about these?
Yeah.
Can these I play were this the music? First wrestling cards that I was aware of. They're okay. called Classic. Like in the 80s and 90s, trading cards were fucking real big.
Oh, yeah. I had trading cards.
And me and my dad would always go to card shows, and very, very great memories of going to fucking the Marriott Inn or whatever.
Yeah.
And seeing a bunch of fucking 40-year-olds slinging Nolan Ryan rookie era cards.
Hell yeah.
And I used to love getting wrestling cards. It's just a fun fucking thing to open up a package, and you get these pieces of cardboard with pictures on them. And nothing is like that anymore, really, that I'm aware of.
No,
because everything is like on your phone or whatever. It's cool to fucking get a real thing. Like, this is the first time this thing has seen daylight since 1990 or 1989.
Let me see that. Who's that?
This is Brother Love, Steve, which leads me to your tarot reading.
Oh, I'm going to get a tarot reading from Brother Love? Excuse me. I'm trying to fix my camera now, because now I feel like I'm out of sync and shit.
We fix our
I hate this so much. Hang on. Let me try something here really quick.
You remember when we used to be in the same room?
I don't remember it at all now. I used to I remember.
I'm looking at the chair that you used to be in.
And I don't want the world to hear me. I just want you to know you.
Nothing ain't made to be broken.
All right. Let's see if this is better. Maybe this is going to be at least better for syncing.
Right. Poor Ryan.
Sorry, Ryan. I don't know what to do. Well, this sucks. We're in a pandemic, Ryan. Ryan, we're in a pandemic.
So what do we do now? I can still hear you.
No, we're ready. We're ready. We look great. Everything's great. We're back on track. Everything feels good. Everything looks good.
Well, then let me read you your goddamn reading card.
All right.
Tarot reading card.
Please, please do. Should I close my eyes?
This is Brother Love.
Did you pick that at random, or did you
this
have...
This was the first thing on the top of the pack when I opened the pack.
Look at this motherfucker.
Brother Love represents love, but he also has an evil side, showing us all that love can be evil. Brother Love weighs 255 pounds, and his hometown is unknown, even though they could have easily given him a hometown. Because he's not even a wrestler. He's just a guy with a microphone.
Wait.
That's called character development, Vince McMahon.
He wasn't a wrestler?
No, he had a talk show. He had a very famous talk show where Hulk Hogan would come on and be like, listen, Brother Love, I'm going to beat up another guy called Earthquake.
Wait. Okay. So Brother Love never fought ever?
Brother Love never fought. He would get his ass kicked from time to time, but he was like a manager mouthpiece. He was a very obnoxious character. They would call him a heat magnet. If you wanted to get the crowd upset, you would throw Brother Love out there.
So he was like the Keemstar of the wrestling world.
Yes, he was like a fake evangelist. He was like a scummy evangelist. And he used to say,
I love you.
No way.
And then everyone would get very upset. And then somebody like this would come out. This is Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Everyday blue-collar working man who has trapezius muscles and walked around with wood.
And an American flag.
And an American flag and a face that looks like that. And he would walk around and he would be a goddamn American hero. And he would go on the Brother Love show and he would say, I'm going to give you till the count of three to get out of my face before I stick this 2x4 where the sun don't shine. And I honestly think that's a transcript from a real interaction that they had, if memory serves.
And did he smack him with a piece of wood eventually?
I think what happened was Brother Love narrowly escaped danger by jumping out of the ring completely and probably hurt himself on the way down.
Dude, I think I would have loved to have played a character like Brother Love in wrestling.
Yes, I think you would have been very good at it. And we could do that anytime because we have YouTube channels and we could do that literally anytime.
Let's do it.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan was 6'4 and weighed 280 pounds from Glen Falls, New York. So a guy who looks like this had a hometown, but we have no idea where this guy could be.
They couldn't even have made one up.
This guy's from Graduationville, Texas. When they... Why does he look like he's fucking...
Can I see what the back of the card looks like? Is there another picture of him? Oh, okay. Okay.
Is it backwards?
What's his unusual characteristic?
Oh, you want to get deep.
Yeah, I do want to get deep. With Brother Love.
Brother Love, TM's unusual characteristic is that he claims that he loves everyone.
And it is a bunch of O's.
Look it up. I did a perfect impression. Steve, the next card, if you were confused by those last two gentlemen.
The next card is the Bushwhackers.
Look at those faces.
The Bushwhackers were from Down Under and had a bit of an accent, even though I think they were actually from New Zealand. They're from New Zealand, and they always said they were from Australia.
Well, as a joke, or?
Their combined weight is 499 pounds. And they used to come out and lick children.
Oh, no. They look like they're in the middle of doing an accent in that photo.
They were always doing the accent because the accent was within them.
Right! Oh, brother!
They were lots of fun. They used to walk like this.
I think I've seen those guys. They come out together like this. Yeah. I've seen those guys.
This man's name is the Red Rooster. They made this man dress up like a rooster.
Wow.
The Red Rooster has one unusual characteristic. His rooster comb hairdo. In Vero Beach, Florida.
What's going on with his hairdo? He's got like his hair is parted blonde.
This dude had a mohawk in the middle and shoulder length. He had a red mohawk in the middle and shoulder length blonde hair.
Wow. On the side.
And they made this man walk like a rooster. They made him walk around like a rooster.
Was that someone's favorite character?
No. The Red Rooster was no one's favorite character. This the man who played Red Rooster won't even talk about it.
Is he still alive?
Jimmy Superfly Snuka was accused of murder. His unusual characteristic is that he was accused of murder. This is a white guy. They dressed up in a dashiki and called him Akeem, the African Dream.
Oh, no.
This will get you canceled.
That's a character they've buried, probably.
This guy used to be a man called One Man Gang, and he looked like a giant bowling ball.
One Man Gang.
And and they should have never changed...
Agreed.
From that.
What happened to that guy? Did he become a different character eventually, or he ended probably his career as Akeem?
I don't know for sure, but a lot of them become several different things.
Wow, there's so many wrestlers I had never heard of.
Speaking of a man who has become several different things, a man we could all identify with now that we're in lockdown quarantine.
Brutus the Barbier Beefcake.
Why is he wearing like sideless pants?
Going on his name.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake could only be described as a male prostitute who also cut hair,
but he's
making him a double threat.
But he's using like trimming
hedge clippers that would trim a bush.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake later on went to be known as the Zodiac or the, what do they call it? The Booty Man.
Okay.
And he had no real character.
Can you hold that up again? Why do I feel like Brutus the Barber Beefcake went to someone in like his superior and was like, listen, I love being Brutus the Barber, but can we add like one more thing to my name that would
make... It was the other way.
Was it really?
He was Brutus Beefcake, and he just had these pants on and always showed his ass without the clippers.
I mean, that's his penis in that image there.
This is his penis for sure. But this was an add-on.
So he was 90s. Brutus Beefcake.
He was Brutus Beefcake.
And so 80s. He went into someone's office and said, I want to be a barber.
more or less. Or they told him, or they call him in, and Vince McMahon is like, Brutus, goddammit! You gotta cut hair! Everyone's afraid of someone who cuts hair!
Imagine
a barber, goddammit!
Imagine a scary guy that cuts hair!
So his thing would be he would beat somebody up, and then he would put them in the sleeper hold, and they would fall asleep. He would win the match, and then he would cut all their hair off.
He'd cut their hair while they were sleeping?
Tell me if you recognize this next guy.
Okay. Oh, ooh, yeah!
Next up, we have the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Love him.
And he represents being macho and having the name Randy Savage.
Why is his chest so burnt up?
He's probably been slapped.
Macho Man was 6'2 from Sarasota, Florida. Unusual characteristics include now being managed by Sensational Queen Sherry, whom the Macho Man claims is even more beautiful than Miss Elizabeth.
No way! How could he... How could he do Elizabeth dirty like that?
That's a real heel move.
Damn.
Here's a picture of your boy Brutus taking advantage of another human being. Sleep.
Would he really cut their hair?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They would pay a guy like this an extra, like, $100 to be like, hey, do you mind if we give you a fucked up haircut? It says, unusual talents include doing stuff to guys while they're sleeping.
That's not a good unusual
dude, and then
talent.
No, it's not. But, you know, you got to print what you got.
Yeah.
They had a quick turnaround with these fucking cards.
Dude, I love
these.
We
have this shit in by Saturday. What's something weird about you? I cut guys' hair when you're sleeping?
Dude, how do I get some of these? Is this an entire set or this is just one pack?
I have a box of unopened packs like this that I was giving out with. Remember a couple years ago we did the... WrestleMania t-shirts?
Yeah.
As like a giveaway, I would give away an unopened pack of 1989 wrestling cards.
But these are different, though. These are like...
typography card?
Was he so popular that he got like multiple cards?
He was pretty popular. He was like Hulk Hogan's boy, so he got a pretty good spot.
Wow.
He was in the limelight a
lot.
It's
so interesting. Hulk Hogan's boy.
You ever do that? This guy got caught smoking weed with the Iron Sheik after the first or second WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
And it was like before people knew that wrestling was fake. Mm-hmm. And they were like, why is the good guy in a car smoking weed with a bad guy? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh my god, I love that.
See, every dude has a fucking fascinating story. It's all fascinating. It's just how much you want to be invested in these stories.
Dude, I
want. It's like the YouTube community.
I don't know much about The Ultimate Warrior. I want to watch a documentary about him. Is there a documentary?
You can, but you got to pick which one.
Oh, is
different what's documentaries the, show him in different lights.
What's the best one, you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well, get back
to it. It depends whose narrative you want to... Like, there's guys who don't speak very well of him who have gotten together and made things. And then, like, after he died, they celebrated all the good things that he did, and it was way less negative. But I don't think he made a ton of friends in this business. I think he pissed a lot of people off.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then he got my 8-year-old ass fucking... idolizing this guy because he had paint on his face and his muscles were that big.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want muscles that big?
Everybody wants muscles that big at some point.
If someone came up to you in a magical moment of your life and said, hey, you want muscles this big?
Uh-huh.
I bet most people would say yes.
And then you would say, well, what's the downside? And they would be like, well, you have to stick a needle in you. And then you probably do... reproductive irreversible reproductive health. And then I would say I'll just do push-ups when I can.
I think I'm good.
and then that's when you go from a life of this to a life of like, whoa, isn't this all the fun?
Look at this awesome book I got.
Aren't these logos
fun? Look at these fun logos.
That's how you go from one to the other.
All right, let's open up some of these packages. But I feel like you could just pop up some cards if you want while we're doing stuff.
Well, this was this week, man. These are the 15 I have for everybody.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Well, you gotta tell me what the name of that set is so that I can look into getting some. Because
dude, I'll just give you an unopened pack of these cards.
But who is that?
This is Dusty Rhodes. This is the son of a plumber. This is hard times.
God,
Dusty
damn.
Rhodes is goddamn the second most recognizable athlete in the world today. Do you understand? Funky like a monkey.
Do you really believe that?
My impression of Dusty Rhodes is just Bruce Pritchard's impression of Dusty Rhodes.
Dude,
who was the writer on the show.
Those were
the guy who played Brother Love, actually.
Those were probably very fun times, like the coming up with wrestlers like that and then being like, that's perfect. There he is.
And then in the 90s, it got all like serious and like real life stuff. But in the late 80s, early 90s, when everyone's like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
That must have been so much fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I love it. I'm a big fan of it. This is for you. This is for you. Oh.
I'll take it.
So here you go. But it was sent to the Valley Folk office care of Mike Falzone. So it's a book apparently, but I'll give it to you when you come around.
Open it.
Yeah. You want me to open it?
I want to see it. Yeah, it's a felony, but open it. No, I'm
just kidding. I don't mind going to jail.
Go to jail over opening it.
Like it could be a new experience. I could talk about it on the podcast.
Blockbuster DVD.
What the fuck? It says, "Hi Valley Folk, I love your work. Plus, Mike said it would be okay to piggyback your PO box." It's true.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
From Hannah. And then look,
Hi,
it's like,
thank you.
It's like to Mike Falzone with lips.
Oh, it's a present.
Do you want me to open this, or you want me to wait for you to have this?
I mean, the wrapping paper tells me. I don't know. I don't want to. It would be too much of a cliffhanger.
It would be
to
a
have
cliffhanger.
Not open it.
All right, fuck it. I'm opening
open
it.
Open it. Just
I've
open
made
it.
The decision. I've made the decision.
Just open it, all right?
Just open it, will you?
Is that Christmas wrapping paper when you wrap something up in lips and you give it to your family?
Whoa, whatever this is, it looks really cool, and I don't think you're going to get it till I read it.
Oh, cool. What is that?
It's a
is it a fucking art book?
It's a love story collection, a memoir in parts, an anthology of relatable awkwardness. Fat Lip will make you laugh, cry, and reach for your loved ones. I guess it's a... Oh, it's a book!
That sounds great. You had to open it up and flip through it.
Oh, I think it's her book!
Oh, fucking awesome. It's what her, does the note say?
Her name is Hannah. All the note says is that she loves the Valley Folk and that it was for you.
Awesome. I can't wait to read your book, Hannah. Thank you for saying
that's cool. I'll read it before I give it to you, Mike.
You throw it off your deck and I'll come get it.
Okay, great. Nice work. Making a book. Oh,
yeah,
big deal.
I love them books. You know, I've been loving them books every time. And I always read them books. And I tell you something else, I'm going to tell you.
Is that really
you gotta
how
read
that guy
the book
sounds?
To have the knowledge in the book.
That's how he sounds?
Yeah, man.
Man, I think he might be my favorite wrestler ever.
You would love Dusty Rhodes. I'll send you some Dusty Rhodes stuff. I think you would love him more than Macho Man.
Okay, so this comes...
I'm the same.
This comes from Craig, Mr. College Guy on Instagram. He says, hey, Steve and or Mike, quarantine is boring, so I hope this book I recently made... Wow, more books from fans.
Book,
what the
man.
Fuck?
Good shit.
Nice work, guys. I recently made is fun to look at or color or something. Maybe smelling? Nah, probably not. Not smelling. Thanks for being great, Craig.
Thank you.
And there's two copies here. There's one for both of us. But
what's the book about?
It's called Adult ABCs.
Okay.
And College Guy says it's a great book.
If you ask me, I think my book is great.
And looks like it's just like things like this. Alcoholics Anonymous.
Okay.
And I guess it's a coloring book.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, here we go. Bondage. That's fun.
Bondage is sure.
Yeah.
If you like that.
Ooh, look at this. CBD. I think that's incorrect, right? That's weed.
No, CBD is in. It's in the marijuana plant.
Well, I would rather trust a doctor.
You know there could be more than one thing in a plant. Indeed. Death.
That's incorrect. Oh, here we go. How about ear licking?
Ear licking is E. Great.
All right. Cool, man. Well, thank you for that. Okay, so the next ones we have are like kind of big. So I'm gonna take
a
moment.
Is there a zoom out button?
I'm gonna take a moment here to unwrap it. And I'm not gonna be able to hear you for a second because I had to take my headset off. But I'm gonna.
That's fine. Steve, are those boxer shorts you're wearing right now? I think Steve's.
I don't want these big things in my home.
Dude, you gotta stop sending big things to the P.O. box because I'm here to tell you that Steve literally has no room in his apartment for any kind of things, big or small. Send Steve digital things that he could put onto a hard drive and store safely away beneath a couch or underneath a mattress. But Steve has no more physical room in his apartment. I truly, truly believe that if Steve were to sell half of the things in his apartment, he could afford a house. Dude, Steve has so many fucking irreplaceable.
Right. You see this?
He'll learn someday.
Oh, wow.
Steve's sitting on the house.
We got
right
some
now.
Star Wars toys, Mike.
That's fun.
All right, let me sit down now. Let me simmer down now.
Are these mice savers?
I think we got life savers.
Life savers.
So it looks like we both got one.
Okay.
So
now we have to play with them till one of us passes away.
It's called a scream saber.
Okay.
And I guess it's I guess it screams. Look at this kid and the lightsaber is going ah!
Oh, so these are like knockoff. These are like not real Star Wars things.
No, it's Star Wars. It says
what movie were the Scream Savers from?
It says that, oh, look, 10 times Star Wars. What the fuck does that even mean? And then look up here, it says meow.
What the fuck? What is this? It looks official from here, but
it's official. It says Hasbro and Disney right down here.
Oh shit.
It says record your own sounds.
That's pretty funny.
Well, let's give it a shot. Let me rip it out
of
here.
How many farts are you gonna load into that screen somehow?
I think I'm breaking it. Oh shit.
What is that? Somebody moving a table?
It's making Chewbacca sounds. What the fuck is happening?
It sounds like you're killing something. Mate, stop.
What's okay, this needs to stop.
Does that one just play the whole movie? There's just an MP3 of the movie every time you see it.
Okay, let me try to record some. No, dude!
That's great. Record something else. Do hi kids, we're home early.
Okay. Hi kids, we're home early.
Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early. Hi kids, we're home early.
What's the most terrifying song I've ever heard in my life?
All right, well, I got one for you here, Mike. So.
Oh, thank God. Thank you so much.
We'll have, okay, so there's one more package. I'm gonna
read a book with it.
All right, I'm taking my headphones off here.
Okay, there goes Steve again. So, wow, again, we'll go back to saying, if Steve literally sold 25% of the things in his apartment, I guarantee you he can get a two-story
box and heavier.
So maybe it's a real lightsaber or a car or a refrigerator. I'm going to rule out refrigerator. It's more of a thinner box. Steve's really getting in there. It looks professionally wrapped. It looks almost airtight.
Oh no, what is this?
It looks like a crash pad, like for a stuntman. It's like maybe a 4x4 crash pad. It came out of a long rectangular box. This thing looks like it's going to fold out into an apartment building.
What the hell is this?
Steve is opening it up. Steve is perplexed. It looks like a giant tripod. Oh no. Dude. Is that some
Mike,
kind of display?
What is this? Thing?
It looks like a giant. It looks like it folds out into a giant display thing that probably has something hilarious on it, or a screen, so you could have a movie theater in your apartment. But it looks like there's a metal structure around it. What is it, dude? It looks like one of those things that used to purify air in diners. Used to get all the cigarette smoke out of the air. Or a giant, like a bug zapper you'd find on a farm. Or the front of a locomotive, it looks like.
Oh my god!
Steve's breaking it to make sure it... we'll never find out what it is.
Mike, could this be a retractable banner?
It looks like a retractable banner.
Is it possible that this is a retractable banner?
It looks like a retractable housing unit. Steve should go give this to the homeless people outside his apartment.
Whatever it is, they could have shelter. Bigger than my house.
Okay, so Steve is setting it up, and it does look like it does not fit in his apartment. Steve's now trying to put it together with the screensaver.
Hi, kids, we're home early.
And it's not being super effective. Hi, kids, we're home early. I don't know much about tools, but that doesn't seem to be doing the job. You know how when you need a Phillips head screwdriver, but all you have is a flathead? That's the kind of situation we're running into with Steve trying to fix it with a screensaver. You need a Phillips head screensaver. Okay, so Steve's trying to break into on the banner. It would be so funny if you opened this thing all the way up and it just said something like, go fuck yourself, Steve.
I heard that.
Hi, kids, we're home early.
What? I think it's like a... I think it goes on the ground. Okay, hold on.
And then you get into it, and then you fly to outer space.
I think it goes on the ground, and then... Yeah, yeah. And then this goes into it.
How's it going over there, Steve?
Mike, I don't know what to do.
Give up. Have you tried giving up? Can you not open the thing? You're putting together like the structure part of it, right?
Yeah, yeah, but it's like the thing that you have to like lift up is like it's like stuck in the metal base. So hang on, let me see if I can find.
Steve's putting together something that ain't gonna fit in his apartment, and he's putting it all together. Steve's putting together something that ain't gonna fit in his apartment, and he's putting it all together.
Let's call Ryan Faroki right now.
Together something that ain't gonna fit in his apartment, and he's putting it all together.
Steve's putting together something that ain't gonna
fit in his apartment, and he's putting it all together.
All right, we're calling Ryan Faroki.
Putting together something that ain't gonna fit in his apartment, and he's putting it all together.
Hello?
Hi, Ryan Faroki. How are you?
Hi, Steve. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, buddy. Listen, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I think I got a retractable banner in the mail.
He was diagnosed with a retractable banner.
I was diagnosed with retractable banner syndrome.
Type 2.
And I don't know how to open it. Can you tell me how to open this? It looks like it came with a little key.
Is this from the P.O. box?
Yes.
Okay. I think I know about this one.
Okay.
So it should have like a little, it's hard to describe.
Like a key?
It just kind of pulls, it, I don't think it should have a key. It should just pull straight out.
It's like,
it's like a base.
It's like locked in. It's like one side won't come out at all and the other side will.
That's interesting. Call maybe running. The feet at the bottom kind of need to turn out.
Yeah, I turned the feet to... out. The feet are turned out.
And then there's no key that I know of.
It came with like a little metal key, and then it looks like there's these like metal pieces on the side that are like locked in.
I've never had a locked retractable banner. I don't know what to do.
Do they not lock?
Think of how special the message has to be.
I mean, I've had a couple. Sometimes they're different, maybe, because I just usually just order them.
Oh, so you've never seen them?
I've seen them, but I've never had one, like, locked.
Yeah, it's, like, locked. It can't be opened.
Oh, well, I guess that's
what if there's a secret in it?
Yeah.
No,
I mean, I can try to rip it out. Should I try to, like, rip it out of the thing?
Can you text me a picture of it first?
Yeah.
Why don't you just ask Jesse Stillwell what it is?
Mike said, why don't we just ask Jesse Stillwell what it is? Yeah, we're recording Dynamic Banter.
Steve, put the phone back to where it was.
All right, hold on. I have to take all these pictures for Ryan, though.
Oh, yeah, okay. I forgot about that. Okay. Might as well get some picture-taking music.
Okay, hold on, Ryan. I can't hear you, but I'm going to send you these.
Ryan, just tell us what it is, please.
Please, Ryan, we're dying to know. We're at an hour and 16 minutes.
Steve, just give us a clue.
Okay, I sent you the pictures I took.
Dude, this is like the Da Vinci Code if he never got any further after he found the first clue.
Putting together something that ain't gonna fit.
And that little key, Ryan, was like taped. Yeah. It was taped onto the side of the whole banner.
So there's a key taped to it. Okay. That's interesting.
I feel like it's locked and you gotta unlock it.
This is one of the many hang-ups you run into when you're not allowed to be in the same place at the same time. You know, you think about maybe timing's off. You think about maybe the exchange of germs and air droplets, but you never think about that your friend might be able to unretract a retractable banner that was given to you, shrouded in mystery.
Okay, hold on. What'd you say?
You see that gray thing sticking out of the corner?
Yes.
Maybe you should push that and then pull it out.
I push it and then nothing.
Like push it towards the banner and then...
Push it off the deck.
Or just rip it out. Who cares? Just break
push
it.
Push it out of the window. Yeah.
I think I'm going to just break it.
Yeah, just break it. Just pull it out.
All right, I'm pulling it.
Are you able to push it into traffic?
Oh, I broke it!
You have a crowbar?
Okay. All right, it's working, it's working,
it's working! Oh, dude. It looks to be
okay,
a giant retractable banner of Ryan Froakie's head and the Dynamic Banter logo right beneath.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm in hell! Mike!
And now Steve's dick is on Ryan's giant face.
I forgot what was on it and I designed it. It was like 6 months ago, before the pandemic.
Help! Help!
I'm in hell.
Steve is now completely engulfed by Ryan's face. Steve again is in his MeUndies boxers. Camera is going completely haywire. And the banner, retractable banner, has taken over the apartment completely. Steve is now on the streets, and Alana Ficus is dating a retractable banner of Ryan Froggy's face. Holy fuck.
I'm just not tall enough to... Hey, Alana!
Dude, there's not...
Alana!
She's gonna think you're dying, dude. Which you might be. I can't see you. You've completely fallen off the video scope.
I'm never gonna say that. Hey, Alana!
You're just like, I'm worried about him, but I'm not worried enough to go over there. Risk my life to see if he's okay.
Lock this into the top thing up here. I think I hate it. I think I hate it a lot. I don't know who made it.
Does Ryan make these for a living?
Technically, I made it.
Yeah, but it's, you think it might be Jesse Stillwell? We don't know.
I know exactly who made it and how this happened.
You have to watch that leg, it's gonna fall.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not gonna fall. This thing, okay. I hate this.
So now we see it's a retractable banner of Ryan Froehlich's smiling face.
Jesse ordered it from me.
Jesse Stillwell ordered it from Ryan.
And I designed it.
And Ryan designed it.
To his specification.
Where do you think this should go?
In the trash, if I'm being yeah. Or you would recommend.
First of all, if I had to review this thing on your website, I'd say it didn't open. I had to break it.
Seller told me to break it.
Seller told me to just break it. Quotes.
Does Ryan have a review section of his website?
Company told me to rip it open.
Took way too long to open. Gonna cut that part out of the episode.
Yeah, do you have a fast forward button in your editing bit? Huh?
Ryan, do you sell my time back on your website? All right, well, Ryan,
no,
I think... I think this is a wonderful gift. It is a photo of a retractable banner with Ryan's face on it.
The worst gift of all time.
It's the worst gift of all time. All right, Ryan, I'm going to say goodbye. Thanks for helping me, buddy.
Yeah, sure.
All right, bye.
Yeah, sure. Let's put it all together. Fuck, man.
Well.
What a journey.
What a journey. We did it, Mike.
We certainly did it. We've made more trash.
This shouldn't exist in the world, but it does now.
Dude, it's super cool with a lot of people being on lockdown and there being less pollution that we make up for lost time with all of this.
My favorite part is that Ryan made this and he had no idea what this was that was taped.
Oh my goodness.
Well, Mike, anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm gonna be at the dumpster fire at 7 o'clock tonight.
Where we're gonna burn this.
I'm performing live at a dumpster fire.
Guys, we're gonna burn this retractable banner tonight in Malibu.
Fuck, man. I just wanna say, if you're interested, if you're looking for some new stuff, me and Byron hit you up with two new t-shirts. And the ad that I did before for the t-shirts is actually works perfectly with the theme of the t-shirts. So just pretend we left it at the terrible communication on Zoom and our previous interaction about the t-shirt.
And if you want to send us things that are not this big,
you're going to do this again.
You can send them to Dynamic Banter, care of the Valley Folk, at 15445 Ventura Boulevard. Sweet 976 Sherman Oaks, California, 91403.
I was just going to say, every time Steve opens his apartment front door, it looks like somebody's opening a closet.
True. That's actually very true. All right. Well, I want to throw this into the garbage now, so I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you all for listening.
Take pictures with it first, for sure.
I'll hang on to it, and we'll put it in the Valley Folk office or something. And then if Joe wants to throw it away, he can throw it away himself.
Joe has to go get it from the
P.O. box and throws it away. all right. Well, Mike, I love you, buddy. Let's play some video games. Or actually, stay on, and let's talk a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. Thank you guys for joining us today. I hope you have a fun time. Hope you enjoy the new stuff. I hope you enjoyed this show. And go fucking make something if you feel like it. Don't put it on a banner, because that's a waste.
Goodbye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.